KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Judicial Commission of Inquiry he's establishing will probe allegations of police interference and collusion.
The commission will investigate allegations relating to the infiltration of law enforcement, intelligence and associated institutions within the criminal justice system by criminal syndicates.
Ramaphosa addressed the nation last night, a week after KZN's police head Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi lifted the lid on what he claimed to be attempts at obstructing justice. Mkhwanazi claimed that Police Minister Senzo Mchunu disbanded the KZN political task team after officers uncovered a powerful criminal syndicate which had infiltrated the country's law enforcement and intelligence structures. The president, who's placed Mchunu on special leave, says the inquiry will be chaired by Acting Deputy Chief Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga.
Among the allegations that the commission may investigate are the facilitation of organized crime, suppression or manipulation of investigations, inducement into criminal actions by law enforcement leadership, commission of any other criminal offenses and intimidation, victimization or targeted removal of whistleblowers or officials that are resisting criminal influence.
The commission will also investigate whether current or former senior officials in the SAPS, National Prosecuting Authority, State Security Agency and Judiciary helped or enabled criminal activities. Mchunu says he accepts and fully supports Ramaphosa's decision. Meanwhile, there's been a mixed response from political parties. The DA says while it welcomes the establishment of the inquiry, it won't accept a years-long process without accountability. Action SA's question the need for a commission when law enforcement bodies like IPED exist. Meanwhile, the EFF has criticized Ramaphosa's decision to place Mchunu on special leave. It believes the move is aimed at shielding him. And in Gauteng, an investigation is underway after four suspects were killed in a shootout with police in Johannesburg. Police say they received intelligence about a planned business robbery at a shopping center in Rivoli. Provincial sub-spokesperson Tinswalo Sebeko says a gun battle broke out yesterday when the suspects opened fire on officers.
Preliminary investigations revealed two unlicensed firearms were recovered so far, along with the robbed items. The police are investigating business robbery, attempted murder and possession of unlicensed firearms.
And Cameroon's 92-year-old president says he isn't ready to quit just yet. Paul Biya has announced that he's seeking an eighth term in office and hopes to extend his nearly 43 years in power after the October elections. But given his age, the president's health and his capacity to govern have become the subject of debate. There have been two high-profile defections from Biya's camp in recent weeks. But posting a statement on X, the nonagenarian said that the best is still to come. Durban's going up to a high of 22 degrees, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Chelsea crowned the Club World Cup champions. Sinner has ended Alcaraz's reign at Wimbledon, and five Sharks players have been named in the SA Schools side.